USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The world is coming to help Turkey and Syria, where the combined death toll from this morning's huge earthquake and aftershocks tops 2,500. Correspondent Hassan Abdallah of the Turkish news channel TRT says, given the history of quakes in Turkey, the country is well prepared.
You know, we have a strong system in place in Turkey that has seen many earthquakes over the last few decades. The country sits on multiple fault lines. So we have seen over the last two decades the development of infrastructure and the system to deal with this.
The U.S., UN, and EU are all organizing assistance. The main quake was a magnitude 7.8, followed by a 7.7 aftershock. It's the worst quake in the region in about 100 years. Several Republicans say the U.S. should be embarrassed by how President Biden waited nearly a week to shoot down that Chinese spy balloon. California Congressman John Garamendi says it's the other way around.
There's a Chinese general that's in deep trouble back in China because he gave us 5 days plus a downing of this balloon to understand what they were doing, how they're going about doing it, what they're looking for.
New Hampshire Democrats vow to defy the National Party's decision to bump the Granite State to number two in the primary process next year. The state's congressional delegation calls moving South Carolina to first a plan of political convenience. Lawmakers in Utah are considering a bill that would require parental consent before a child may create a social media account. It's a modification of the original proposal for an outright ban on social media for kids younger than 16. And in Tennessee, a new bill would let a court get involved in divorce cases in which custody of a pet is part of the conflict. A judge could decide who gets the dog or cat, or if a future former couple must share custody. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
President Biden will deliver the State of the Union address tomorrow night. He spent much of the weekend preparing.
The State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
That was President Biden Friday after the latest better-than-expected jobs numbers. Biden has touted bipartisan cooperation and infrastructure investment, speaking in events over the past few weeks. Biden and Vice President Harris will visit 20 states in the coming days to talk about their successes and strategies on job creation, clean energy, and pharmaceutical costs. Biden and his team of speechwriters and senior advisors spent the weekend at Camp David on speech prep. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A court victory for gun ownership is a big loss for victims of domestic violence, so says one expert.
I continue to be shocked how we make it easier and easier for people, especially violent people, to access guns.
Dr. Jeff Taylor at the Center for Violence Prevention, the latest example, he says, last week's ruling that struck down a 30-year-old Texas law that removed guns from people under domestic violence restraining orders.
What stops domestic violence homicide is removing the guns from these very situations.
A Texas man under a domestic restraining order argued that the part that took away his gun is unconstitutional, and a federal appeals court in Texas agreed. The Justice Department says it's considering an appeal. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.